your office
for coffee options. Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
On the
and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
healthy bowels.
Well, that is important.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June. Hey, it's the last day of June. The June 30th edition.
What?
Yeah, Pinion's Playhouse brought to you by Mark and Jason. As in Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You hear their names every day on this show, and some of you must be paying attention because they have a lot of AM and the PM clients who are very happy about the work they do and the advice they get from Mark and Jason. We will give you the website, even though you're going to hear it when I introduce Peon, and you hear it, we'll give it to you anyway. We're going to drill it into your head.
Hey!
At the control board. In fact, here it comes right now. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I also would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel Nicholas, who's a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it will be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy has bought an old building in kind of a seedy part of Illinois, that Sauget area. He's hired a couple of girls, and he says he's come up with what's going to be the greatest attraction on that side of the river. What the girls do is they're not nude, but they're covered with thin slices of cheddar, and then they peel them off. You call them strip what?
Cheese.
Strip cheese.
Oh.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think you're going to make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Put it over by the Hustler Club. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't get lap dancing because the guys that go over there for that, they're already frustrated, right?
That's what I've always thought.
And they're
about
all horned up. And then what do you think you're doing to yourself?
Exactly.
Making it worse.
Just torturing yourself.
Yeah, you are torturing yourself. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. I will speak now to anyone out there who has $25,000 or more to invest or that you already have invested somewhere. When you change jobs or you retire, you might very well have a 401k or some kind of retirement plan. Most people don't know what to do. In fact, there are a lot of people that make the mistake of doing nothing and they get penalized. They have to pay taxes they didn't realize they have to pay because they don't know the rules. Do you cash out? Do you roll it over to an IRA? Do you pay taxes on it? Are there penalties? And on and on and on. We have some people who can answer those questions for you and all kinds of other questions. They are Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member SIPC NYSE. They are financial advisors, and that's what it is. It's advice. You can take it, you can leave it. The first meeting is complimentary, and I'll tell you how I know that. Because the first time I met with Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon said, "Hey, I like those shoes."
Oh,
that's
a
compliment.
Compliment,
yeah, it's complimentary.
Complimentary.
Nice. Thank you. I invite you to call and set up that meeting. The number and everything else you might want to know about them is on their website. And that website, yeah, I'm going to let Peon, he does it every day. What's the website?
MarkandJason.com.
There you go. There it is. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clubland segment starring Bill Clubland along with Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Great cab company, well run, and now easier than ever to get a Laclede Cab if you have the app STL Taxi. It's free. Download it, use it, it's easy. Laclede Cab. Now, here's Bill Clubland.
Bill. Hey, everyone.
Hi,
good
Bill.
Afternoon.
Bill, you sound like you're in a pretty good mood.
I am in a good mood today. Yeah, why not? It's not so hot. The rain has stopped. It's a good day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good day for us, not good day for the folks planning the Olympics. I'm sure you heard about this. More bad news. A mutilated body washed up on shore yesterday where the Olympic volleyball games are set to take place.
Bad.
Not only that, but the city now is apparently completely broke. In fact, they say instead of gold medals this year, winners will get something more valuable, a plane ticket home.
That would be motivation to do well. If you win, you get to go home.
Well, experts using forensic technology have created a picture of what they think Jesus looked like as a kid. When he saw the picture, Larry King said, "No, you got the nose wrong."
He knew him personally.
A little off. And to avoid being spied on, Germans are reportedly using typewriters now to communicate. What's that? And Germans say they may go even further back and start using AOL accounts.
Oh, that does go back. Way.
Remember that? Remember they used to send out those discs?
Oh, my goodness. 90 days free or whatever it was. Everybody
and you
got
could keep calling back and going, "Well, I think I'm going to cancel." Mm-hmm. They go, "Well, we'll give you another 60 days. I think I got like a year free once using those things." Oh, and finally this afternoon. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, the World Clown Association, I'm sure you knew that existed, but the World Clown Association has announced the number of clowns worldwide has dropped dramatically. Yeah, the drop in clowns mostly due to one fatal car accident.
He, this is A material.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Wow.
What happened to you?
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're funny today.
Started drinking.
Well, it works for Mike.
The Bill Clubland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clubland on the Big 550 KPR.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See you later.
In case you didn't hear the good news earlier, and my reaction to this is it's about time. No more bikinis at the Miss Teen USA swimsuit competition. And I say, let this just be the beginning. Let's put an end to the vulgar, how should I put it? What's the word when something entices and stimulates and it's all?
Well, it's exploitation of women.
Well,
for one.
It is that too. But let's not stop here. Let's stop all the beauty contestants from wearing bikinis. It's. I have said every time I see it, I turn it off. I don't want to see that.
I don't need to see that much skin.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the right track here.
Yeah.
No more swimsuits.
Oof.
And I love this ridiculous statement. And by the way, it's ridiculous that they're not wearing bikinis. It's a beauty pageant, okay? It's supposed to be who's good looking, who's hot. And they say in this article, the new tagline will be, it's not really a beauty pageant. It's not just beauty, physical beauty. It's that they are confidently beautiful. What kind of crap is that? I want to say,
how many beauty pageants are there?
Too many.
Yeah, way too many.
And for as much as I like to look at good-looking women, I don't watch any of those.
No, they're stupid.
They're boring.
Oh.
I want to say hello to Steve Trappy and his wife, Jenny. We had dinner last night. What a wonderful couple. My wife and I are batting 1,000 with this thing. When we do these charity things and we have dinner with people at Annie Gunn's last night, they couldn't have been nicer. So Steve and Jenny and anybody who knows them, you know what I'm talking about. They were just a delight to be with. And Steve and I talked today, and we both agreed. We sat down. Our reservation at Annie Gunn's was 6:30. When we got up to leave, we could not believe it was 11 o'clock.
11?
And that's what happens when you are enjoying somebody's company. I enjoyed her company a little more than
him. Well, understandable.
You know, I'm a heterosexual man. I am. And sometimes they fund research, and it's a waste of money. It's ridiculous. Here's a case where, by golly, this is money well spent. I'm glad to read this. They have decided, after a bunch of criminologists got together and researched it, that more crime takes place at night.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Out of here.
Wait, I know. I that was my reaction. Are you kidding?
Wow.
But that's the conclusion.
And they funded that and stuff.
Well,
and
thank goodness they did, Dan.
Yeah, that's money
now
well
we
spent.
Know,
spent. Woof.
Now we know to be more careful.
At night.
At night. Thank you.
Wow.
I don't know if we mentioned this on the air or not, but the people who were killed in 9/11 in the towers and their families received a tremendous amount of money. And I don't know why. The families of the people that Timothy McVeigh killed didn't get any money.
Where did the money come from?
Oh, you paid it. The government.
Ah.
Now, I hate that those people died. What a horrible, horrible thing. But when somebody's just in the wrong place at the wrong time, things happen. We have to stop. This country has to stop thinking that everybody deserves to get paid or we should sue people just because things happen. It's an accident. Look at the alligator thing down in Florida. That's a horrible thing, that kid. But in 45 years, it's the only time it's happened. It's just a freak thing that happened. And these people, here, the average claim, the payment for death claims average for families of 9/11, $2 million. Some of them got as much as $7 million.
Wow.
Now, here's my point. Let's say that there was a guy in one of the Twin Towers, and the plane hits, or it collapsed, and he's killed. Now, let's also say that he was married. And he and his wife hated each other. They were just about to get a divorce. She gets $2 or $3 million. It just is not right. It's just not right.
Mm-mm.
He's not a. I don't know. There'll be
but
some
you're
people
right.
who disagree with that. But what are you going to do? How about this? Are we going to pay the families of every person that gets killed by a drunk driver? We're going to pay for that, and they'll say, "Well, but this was terrorism." Okay, let's pay huge money to the families of the 13 people that despicable Major Hassan killed at Fort Hood.
Or the people in Orlando. Yeah. Everybody in Orlando.
Let's give all them $7 million or $4 million. I just, things happen. Some horrible, and horrible things happen. I could be wrong about that. I'm wrong about a lot of things. I have waited 3 days to do this story because I just could not bring myself to say the words. We have another dead rapper. I'm sorry. Oh, no. My goodness. I thought if I waited, I could get through.
Wait, I didn't hear this.
Another rapper gone. Tyrese Trayvon Watson. And Dan, I think you'd know him better, and you two pee on as Lore Scooter.
Oh.
Now you know him?
Lore Scooter?
Shot last Friday, broad daylight, 23 what? Years old, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. They just did research and said that the crime and stuff happens at night. He shot during the daylight?
This flies in the face of that. This is contradictory to that. Now, this is the best part. He had just left a charity basketball game. The theme, Peace in the Streets.
Oh.
So he leaves the Peace in the Streets basketball game and is shot in the street and killed. Driving his car, an unknown black male wearing a white bandana stepped into the street and opened fire.
Whoa.
Gone too soon. Lore Scooter. I'm going to tell you something. I'll bet you the value of my Lore Scooter CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Skyrocketed.
Yep.
Hang on to them.
I've got every one of them.
How do you spell Lore Scooter?
L-O-R Scooter. S-C-O-T-T-A. Lore Scooter. That was his stage name.
Man.
Let me tell you something, folks. If we don't do something to put a stop to this, we may one day have no more rap music.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hey,
that is nice.
And that's a world I don't want to live in.
No.
Now, if I ever catch my son and daughter-in-law, or if I catch Peon sending Archie, and in my case, my grandson, to one of these things I'm about to tell you is now the new thing for people with little kids, I'm going to disown all of you. It's these little kitty proms.
Kitty proms?
Yes, yes. Listen to this. These are toddlers, and they're having proms for them. Limo, little gown, little tuxedo, corsage. You've got to be kidding me.
Why?
It says they look like a high school prom, except the prom goers can't even read yet. It says parents, some are shelling out hundreds of dollars, and others are just scratching their heads. They did a story at CBS up in New York, and one of the moms says, oh, it's adorable. Little girls dancing with little boys running around. Well, it's not adorable. It's stupid. It's like that JonBenet Ramsey stuff.
That was
sick.
The kids don't even understand what's going on.
They don't know what. And they send the little girls to get their hair done. Yeah. You know, like girls.
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me. And they have some pictures. They're little low-cut gowns like an adult would wear. Their hair's done. They got makeup on. You parents are sick to do that.
Why don't you wait until they grow up and they actually go to the real
prom?
Yeah,
you'll get to do it.
No, I don't want to wait.
It'll
I want to do it now.
Here before you know it. And another thing that I don't really get is the Kennedy Center Honors. You know, they take these movie stars and celebrities and singers who've already made a fortune, and all they're doing is exhibiting their talent over the years, and they get paid for it. Yet, you'd think it's the Congressional Medal of Honor. Okay, Kennedy Center Honors. And the next one up is Al Pacino. They've announced that Al Pacino, the Eagles, and gospel singer Mavis Staples, and James Taylor, among the next Kennedy Center honorees.
When did all that start?
I don't know. But am I crazy? Or, hey, you got paid a lot of money. Why do we have to honor you?
That's every award show, though.
That's
a whole night of them just awarding themselves.
A ton of award shows too.
It is. When are we going to win an award? Is anybody going to honor us? Wait, let's think. No. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Maybe we could go in Donnybrook. They'll honor us.
They wouldn't let us near that building.
No.
Are you kidding me?
That table's full enough.
Wouldn't
already.
That be something, though, if we could get on there? Yeah. If one night they would let us replace the Donnybrook.
Everybody on that panel?
Now you got something.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a show.
Got a bunch of 87-year-olds croaking in their house.
Their phones would be burning up. What the hell are we looking at? Now, I say this a lot when I say one of my favorite jokes, but this is one of my favorite jokes. It is. Classroom teacher, and on this particular day, the teacher is letting kids stand up and talk about their moms and their dads. Yesterday, they did moms. Today, it's dads. So the teacher calls on the students, and she calls on Billy. And she says, Billy, stand up and tell everybody, what does your dad do? He says, my dad manages a Popeye's chicken. She says, well, I'll bet that's interesting. Maybe one day he could come in and talk to the class about how you fry the chicken. He said, oh, yeah, I went. She said, well, thank you, Billy. And Stephanie, your dad, what does your dad do? She said, my dad's a paramedic. She says, oh, my goodness, saving lives. What a great occupation. I'm sure you're proud of him. She says, I am proud of my daddy. She says, maybe one day he could come in and talk to us about being a paramedic. Jacob, how about you? What's your dad do? Jacob said, I'm real proud of my dad. He's a house painter. He paints houses. That's all he's ever done. He makes houses more beautiful and paints them. She said, that's we need painters. We need painters. Good for him. Maybe one day he come in and tell us about different paints and brushes and rollers. I think he would. Ernie, how about you, Ernie? What does your dad do? Ernie said, my dad's dead. And there's silence. It's awkward. She says, sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't know your dad was dead. Well, what did he do before he died? He said he turned blue and pooped on the carpet.
Meet me. All right. We've had a few problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
Yeah, over in New Baden on Highway 161, they had it shut down, or they have it shut down right now because they're on a manhunt. They had a police chase accident. Now somebody ran, and they've got a manhunt going on. If you're traveling in for baseball, eastbound 70, drivers slowing from the Earth City Expressway that goes all the way through Highway 170. You've got eastbound 40 drivers. That's looking a little bit better. You're slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason, but then from 270 in through Big Bend, it's pretty heavy there. Also, southbound 270 is stop and go from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. We have northbound 270 from Page up through Highway 70. Eastbound 270, that's still slow between McDonald and New Florissant. We have westbound 40 drivers still running slow between Winghaven out through Highway 40 and downtown eastbound 40 drivers Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by CeCe's Pizza. CeCe's now has three stuffed crust pizzas. Original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuffed. Try them all and your other CeCe's favorites for just $5 and change. Only at CeCe's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. Football. It's almost like a religion.
Life's as game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all
football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're a small business owner, you've probably had to manage growing pains when demand spikes and funding isn't readily available. That's what happened to Kevin, owner of Wet Shave Club, a shaving goods business. He needed to increase his inventory to meet growing demand. Despite healthy revenues, Kevin had a hard time finding flexible credit. He wanted the ability to take exactly the amount of capital his business needed without paying for funds when he didn't need them. Kevin turned to Kabbage. With Kabbage, he didn't have to track down financial statements. He simply linked his bank information through Kabbage's secure online application to get approved. Kevin bought inventory, moved into a new office, and hired employees, doubling his revenue. Kabbage has helped 80,000 businesses like Kevin's with over $2 billion in funding. Apply now for a line of credit of up to $100,000. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That is Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. For that creative touch in your kitchen, Bosch has side-swing convection wall ovens, induction cooktops that will heat quicker than gas, and steam ovens for healthy cooking. Finish that built-in kitchen with the quietest dishwasher in the industry. As always, at Appliance Discounters, you'll get these appliances at the lowest price, and for a limited time, receive 10% back with a purchase of three or more select Bosch appliances. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSCL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
This is Mark Pace, goalkeeper for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Floor One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Seattle Sounders on Wednesday, July 6th at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
I'm Rodney Wallner.
And I'm Jen Wallner. The Wallner Home Selling Team with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Select Properties is one of the top real estate teams in St. Louis.
We are so confident in our marketing strategy that we will guarantee to sell your home for top dollar in 30 days, or we will continue our marketing and sell it for free. That's right, free.
And we'll put it in writing. Call now, 314-810-SOLD.
The Wallner Home Selling Team. Call right now, 314-810-SOLD.
Certain restrictions apply.
Saturdays in the Garage from Advance Auto Parts.
You know, with an older car, you should be using Castrol GTX High Mileage.
All right, car genius. Why is that?
Well, it helps extend the life of your engine, and you can pick up 5 quarts for only $20.99.
You know, a lot for a guy who refilled his wiper fluid with antifreeze.
Hey, even geniuses make mistakes sometimes.
Uh-huh. You know your shirt is on inside out.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. See store for details.
Looking for a summer getaway? Consider a weekend escape to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Bottle of wine. Fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
A fantastic dinner last night at the restaurant that sponsors this next guy, Annie Guns. There's a lot of places call it a beefsteak tomato salad. It's red tomatoes, which Peon hates. He hates tomatoes, which is un-American. And mozzarella cheese and onion. Mm. He hates onion, too. Boy, you'd hate this salad.
Yes.
And a balsamic vinegar. What a great, great salad. And then I had trout. It was fantastic. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market next door are sponsors of the guy you're about to hear from. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And every single time I go there, I keep waiting for something to not be right. Or it hasn't happened. They don't allow that. They know how to run a restaurant. And you really, if you've never been, have check out Smokehouse Market. Gift cards are always a good idea. Now from Southern California, the Coachella Valley, Mike Evans. How are you doing?
You want to know how I'm doing, homie?
Yep. That says it all right there.
How do you think that is, homie?
I think it's great.
It is great. Pop quiz question, name the name of the hottie who loves a good cigar.
Cigar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smokes a couple a week. Kate Upton.
Mm.
Kate Hudson.
Mm.
Scarlett Johansson.
Mm.
Rihanna. Love Nuggets. Lisa Marie Presley. Keo Jackson. Cage Lockwood. Okay, I got them all in.
Wow.
Has filed for divorce again.
Come on.
Again.
Wow.
The king is turning over in his grave.
Man.
Spinning like a lathe. Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you very much.
What's wrong with your voice?
Lisa, how ironic she's filed for divorce. One of her exes, Nick Cage, filed for divorce same day, same time, same courthouse.
The biggest joke of all was when she married Michael Jackson. Didn't she marry him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why her name is Jackson.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
If he didn't fake his death, if he were ever going to come back, it would have been to shut that down. Oh, I mean, I keep saying that's good. I only know my Michael Jackson.
What's wrong with your voice?
Oh, okay.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are very much together, and I'm sure you'll be happy about that, Frank.
I'm thrilled about it.
There's no better way for really couples to start than as soon as they become high school sweethearts and they graduate high school, they immediately move in together. That's a good way to be. That relationship can only be as
the American way.
Chester Caslaw and Paris Jackson graduated the same high school, and now they're living together. It's just beautiful.
It is.
Speaking of beautiful, Hillary Swank.
Really?
Yeah. Been spotted canoodling with some really younger guy. Nobody seems to know who he is. He's not in the industry. I think Hillary Swank's hot.
I don't. Wasn't she in the boxing movie, Million Dollar?
They call that makeup. They call that
makeup.
No,
outside of that movie even. She's boy-looking to me, kind of boy-like.
No, she's not. New York Post headline, ice cream trucks in New York City turn their music up so loud they run them through boom boxes to try to drum out the horns and the traffic in Manhattan so the kids can hear these ice cream trucks five blocks away. I mean, they're just unbelievably loud. New York Post headline screams, shut the truck up.
That's good.
I liked it. TV news, the upcoming season, Orange is the New Black, being called the best thing on TV. You ever watch that, huh?
I watched it in the beginning. And then
and I just sort of lost interest.
Yeah, I did too.
New reality show starts next week in China, okay? I'm not making this up. Stars Kobe Bryant, former L.A. Laker.
Well, when I think Chinese, I think Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant is the captain of an all-Chinese celebrity basketball team. Not basketball players, but politicians, actors, actresses, Chinese personalities. And his team, every week, plays somebody like the Playmate Centerfolds. They also have a couple of games scheduled.
Yeah.
They have a couple of games scheduled with a Chinese midget squad. who came up with this thing? Weirdest nugget of the week if you visit the famous Watergate Hotel and apartments in Washington, D.C. Upon walking in the public restrooms in that building now, a tape automatically starts playing Richard Nixon's resignation speech.
That's wow. Clever. That's very clever.
I think so. Date in history, June 30th, 1971, the 27th Amendment is passed by Congress. That was 45 years ago. Anybody know what the 27th Amendment to our Constitution is?
Sadly, I'm going to guess not one of us does.
No.
No.
It allowed 18-year-olds to vote.
Mike Tyson.
He's 50 years old today.
Oh.
50 years old today.
How old was the voting age before 18? Was
21.
It 21? Okay.
Tyson, I understand, had a birthday party and wanted to spell out birthday to everybody.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
No.
Ah, it was really funny. You should have just a shame.
I wish we had that.
I bet you do if you had it. Sad. Yeah, real team guys. That's what I like. Real good team guys.
We sure are.
Okay. Finally.
See, he's punishing us.
Oh, man.
He's punishing us. Nice. Shutting it down.
Don't be mad.
He'll show us.
Because you hurt me.
Yeah.
Deep. Name the name of the hottie who loves to have a good see-ya. Smokes a couple a week. Rihanna, Scarlett Johansson, Kate Upton, Kate Hudson.
You know, when I think of cigars, I'm surprised Monica Lewinsky is. I think of Monica Lewinsky.
See, now you have to go nasty on
her. No,
there has to be a nasty girl.
She didn't smoke them, though.
No, she likes a good
thinking,
cigar.
I was thinking
You know what, Pino? We don't need your two cents in there.
I know.
Just watch the board and turn your microphone off.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Rihanna looks like she could be a cigar smoker, but I'm going to go Scarlett Johansson.
I'm saying Rihanna.
And since there is an Upman cigar, I'll go Kate Upton.
Ooh.
Okay. Rihanna. Well.
Peon got it.
Well, what?
It's the end of this broadcast.
It is. It sure is, Mike. Don't
Frank?
Yeah?
I have to suspend you tomorrow. I don't want you to keep coming in tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
But it'll be with pay.
I won't be here. Okay,
it'll be with pay.
Great, I'm in.
Okay.
See you. Didn't you were going to say Rihanna and you changed it?
I was thinking Rihanna looks like she could do
then
that.
Why didn't you say Rihanna?
Well, I thought Scarlett Johansson, too.
You would have been right if you hadn't changed it.
You just cover all your bases. You just say, I think it might be her or her, but I'm going to say her.
No.
And you didn't get it.
I know.
None of us.
Peon did.
I did.
Peon got it.
Went with my gut.
I don't particularly like to see women smoke cigars. No, it's not, like they're doing it to be cool.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not something that really does anything for me. We don't both need to have bad breath.
Right.
Just let me have it, okay? That'll be enough. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And if you're ever stuck, what should I get? Fill in the blank for his birthday, Here's the answer. Gift cards to Annie Gunn of the Smokehouse Market. Yesterday, I was at Ballast Dental Care. I was also there last week, because when I was in last week at a checkup, they determined I need a little bit of bonding. And it was done in about 30 minutes. It was no big deal. I went in yesterday and had it done. So I'm good to go now. That was it. And it was simple. And as always, it was comfortable and pleasant and fun. Now, if you think there's no way going to a dentist could be fun, that tells me you've never been to Ballast Dental Care. Every person, the lady who, I think she called a couple of days ago and said that she had not been, she wouldn't tell us how many years, but it was lots of years. She hadn't been to a dentist. And I get that that's embarrassing for people. I used to work with a guy, I hadn't been to a dentist for 20 years, and he was really embarrassed about it. And then when he finally did, it was like, why did I do this before? Because you have to find the right dental clinic, and I have it. It's Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there 43 years. I'm inviting you. I don't care how messed up your mouth is. It's not going to get any better on its own. Make an appointment, go in there, and let me know if everything I said wasn't true. You finally found a place where you'll never again be afraid to go to the dentist. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
It's time now for a final check on our traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, we're still pretty heavy on eastbound 70 now, coming in for that baseball game. It's from Highway 270 through about Hanley, some slow to stop and go areas. Southbound 270 looking much better. It's just off the pace now, Olive through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 is also pretty stacked up. Highway 270 in through Big Bend. Northbound 55 just a little heavy at Park. Eastbound 40 is slowing Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 270, that's the highway, still not much better. It's jammed up from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. CC's now has three stuffed crust pizzas, original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuff. Try them all and your other CC's favorites for just five and change, only at CC's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. KTRS is your home for award-winning news coverage, both locally and around the world. But don't take our word for it. For the third year in a row, ABC Radio News won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Network Overall Excellence, along with Breaking News and Hard News Honors. KTRS News won a Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Broadcasting Excellence in the category of Best News Series. Whether it happens around your block or around the world, there's only one place to hear award-winning coverage, period. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products that make people's lives easier. That's what Kabbage does for small business owners. They've developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to access a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage has provided over $2 billion to 80,000 small businesses like yours. To get started, visit Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or reoccurring projects? AccountHemp's salaried professional service may be the solution. Visit AccountHemp.com.
KTRS St. Louis. Live and local. Depend on it.
You see a police officer, you walk up and thank him or her. It's a tough job. Okay? Hey, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. All
right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A warning tonight about a dangerous bump on a fairly new highway. Who's going to fix it and who's going to pay for it?
Getting into a little bit of a break of the rain and the thundershower activity from today. It's just a break because the setup is still screaming at us. Big time rain for the holiday weekend.
We have a well-developed weather plan.
Fair St. Louis organizers are keeping an eye on the sky. What they're saying about this weekend's weather threat.
Illinois lawmakers make a budget deal, the agreement that will let schools open in August.
But first on Fox, a Fox 2 investigation leads to the city of Kinloch holding a special meeting today about uninsured and unregistered police cars.
The meeting and our attempts to cover it are in the news tonight. Fox 2 investigative reporter Chris Hayes is here with more details. Chris.
The city offered no apology.